Today's shiur is in Masechta Tainis on Dav Daled. We will begin on the second line at the top of the Yomid with the second last word on the line, the Yomar Rava. Since Rava mentioned something to do with seeds coming through the cracks in yesterday's shiur, Rava continues with the same idea concerning a Talmud Chacham. The Yomar Rava, Hai Tzurma Mirabonon. A tzurba merabonin, which Rashi explains, means bocher chorif, a sharp young man, and he compares it to the Gemara in Beya, Bey the tzribin, which also means well-developed eggs. However, Rashi says that a Talmud Chacham Zakin, an elderly Talmud Chacham, loikari tzurba, he's not called a tzurba merabonin, elahu merabonin korle, he is called one of the rabonin. So this young, sharp Talmud Chacham, Dummy, says the Gemara, he is compared lepritzida de tusikala. He is compared to a seed which is under a clod of earth. What is the comparison? The kivin de navat navat. When this seed finally breaks through and begins to sprout through the earth, once it begins sprouting, then very dramatically it comes to full bloom, and it sprouts very much. The same thing, says Rashi, a young Talmud Chacham, who is an unknown, once he gets a name for himself, then his rise to fame comes very rapidly, once people become aware of him. V'yomer Rava, and Rava said another inyan concerning Getzurba Rabbanan, Hai Tzurba Rabbanan, this young, sharp Talmud Chacham, the rasach, if we find that he is angry, it is the Torah that he has learnt that causes him to be so angry, that as Rashi says, it heats up his entire body. And as we'll see, that he's compared to fire. And Rashi says, the chayavin ledoina lekavschus. Rav is telling us this about a young Talmud Chacham, that we should be down lekav schus, that when he gets upset about things, it's because the Torah has made him very sensitive, and he becomes perhaps super sensitive, and he becomes agitated when he sees something that's being done against the Torah, and this warms up his whole body, and he may explode in anger. Shenemar, the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Haloi koi dvorai ke'esh no mashem. My words are like fire, says Hashem, and that's what is causing the Talmud Chacham to get so agitated. The Amar Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi has said, Kol Talmud Chacham, she'enoi kosher kebarzel, any Talmud Chacham that is not strong like iron, he's not tough and resolute like a piece of iron, ain't a Talmud Chacham, he is not a true Talmud Chacham. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, u'kipatish yifotze sela, like a hammer shatters rock. Amrle Rav Abba Rav Ashi, Rav Abba said to Rav Ashi, Atun mehosim asnis lo, you're learning it from that pasuk. Anan, we mehochim asnin on law. We have learned it from another pasuk. Dichsiv, the pasuk says in Devorim, Perikhes, Eretz asher avoneho barzel, a land which its stones are iron. Al tikri avoneho, do not read it, the stones, elaboneho, the builders, because we know that Talmidei Chachamim, as we say in the Ein Kol Keinu Tefillah, at the end there on Shabbos, we say it, Al Tikra Boneha, Ala Boneha, not the sons, but the builders. Talmidei Chacham are considered the builders of the world, because the world cannot exist without Torah. Talmidei Chachamim are the ones who learn Torah. So in that sense, they are continuously being Mekayim the world. They are sustaining the world. Amar Ravina, says Ravina, afilohachi, even though we've learned from two psukim that the boneo, the builders of the world, those who sustain the world, should be, a Talmud Chacham should be like a piece of iron, tough, strong, and resolute. Afilohachi, even so, mi boile leinish lemeilef nafshe benechusa. A person has to train himself to act calmly, shenemar, because the pasuk says, v'hoser kas milipcha, you should remove anger from your heart. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonison, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni said in the name of Rabbi Yonison, Shloisha Shalu Shloika Hagen, there were three who asked a request which was not a proper request. Lishnayim heshivu kahogan. Two of these three were answered in a proper way. But la'echad, one of these three, heshivu shalai kahogan, the response to them was not a proper one. And why does the Gemara bring this in here? Because at the end of the sugya, we will find that a request was made by Klal Yisrael, which was also Shaloka Hoged, and it is concerning rain, and since our sugya is speaking about rain, that's why we bring in this whole Amid of Gemara. Ve'elu Hain, and which are the three who asked Shaloka Hoged? Eliezer Eved Avram, Eliezer the Eved of Avram, Vishol Ben Kish, and Shaul HaMelech, Ve'yiftach HaGilodi, and Yiftach HaGilodi. And now the Gemara shows how each one asked a improper request. Eliezer, Eved Avram, Dichsiv, we find when Eliezer was looking for a wife for Yitzchak, he said, V'hoya nara sher oimer ela hatina kadech, the girl that I tell her to fill up the pitcher for me, and she also says, I will give to the Gemalim, that will be the sign that she is supposed to be the wife of Yitzchak. So this could have been anyone. Yachol afilo chigeres afilo suma. I would think maybe even someone who's lame or someone who's blind. And as Rashi explains, that since Eliezer did not specifically state what kind of girl he was looking for, it's possible that there would be a girl who would fulfill his request about giving to drink to the Gemalim, and this person, this girl, would be a Balas Mum, and Eliezer wouldn't realize that she's a Balas Mum, that she has a problem, and he would have taken her for a wife for Yitzchak. So that's why his request was not a proper one. But yet, Hey Shivu Kahagan, the Rabbi Yishlam sent him a good answer, and that was V'nizdam Eloi Rivka, that Rivka in fact came, and she was the proper Shidduch for Yitzchak. Shaul ben Kish is the second example of someone who asked something Shalom Kahogan, and yet he was answered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kahogan, Dechsiv. They were trying to defeat Goliath, so Shaul said, V'ho yoha ish asher yakenu. The person that will hit Goliath and defeat Goliath, Yashrenu HaMelech Oishagold, A, he will receive a great fortune from the king, Ve'ezbitoi, and the daughter of the king, Shaul's daughter, Yitin Loi, he will be able to marry Shaul's daughter. But this could have been anyone. Yachal afila eved afila mamzer. Perhaps it's an eved or a mamzer, and a mamzer is only allowed to marry another mamzeres or a ger or a eved kanani that was meshucher, that was freed, but he's not allowed to marry the daughter of the king of Shaul. Hey shivoy kahaygen v'nizdam nulay David, and Baruch Hashem took care of it, and the shidduch was made with David. David was the one who defeated Goliath. However, now we come to the third person who asked Shaloi Kahogan, and he in fact was answered also not properly. Yiftach HaGiladi, Dichsiv. When Yiftach was going out to wage war, so he said, if I defeat the enemy in war, he made a neder. Whoever comes out of my house, the first one, I'm going to be makriv as a korban. Yachal afila davar tamei, as Rashi says, a kel of a chazir. Let's say a dog comes out of his house, or a pig, and he, based on his neder, he would have been makriv that, and so it was a not proper request. Heishivu shalai kaigen, and in fact, he got a not proper response from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because what happened is damnu loy bitoy, his daughter came out, and here we have a machloikus rishonim between the Ramban and the Ibn Ezra. The Ramban shita is that in fact he was makrif his daughter for a korban. The Ibn Ezra shita is that he didn't literally bring her as a korban, but she remained in a monastery for the rest of her life. She was not able to marry anyone, and this was the sense that he was saying, I will bring her up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vahainu de Karmel hu Navi li Yisrael, and this is what the Navi Yirmiyah said to Klal Yisrael concerning this event of Yiftach HaGiladi. Hatsari ein beGilad, is there no balm? Is there no medication in Gilad? Imrofe ein Sham, is there no doctor there? There was a doctor, meaning there was Pinchas. Pinchas could have nullified Yiftach's neder, and in fact, Pinchas did not nullify Yiftach's neder. So the Radak points out in Tanakh, that is not to say that if Pinchas didn't nullify Yiftach's neder, that it was a good neder. In fact, it was not a good neder for many reasons. One of the chief ones being that a person does not have a right to be magdish something that belongs to someone else, and certainly has no right to be magdish the body of someone else. He can't say, you should become Kaddish, you should become a Korban. So his neder really was meaningless. The Gemara and the Chazal, we're soon going to see a Yalkut Shemoni as well, but they are speaking about that if Pinchas had been consulted, he would have told Yiftach that your neder is not a neder. Not that your neder requires hafora, that a Talmud Chacham has to be made for the neder. It's not a neder to begin with, but Yiftach wasn't on Ma'aretz, he didn't realize that. He thought, in fact, he was bound by his neder, that the first one that comes out of his house should be brought as a korban to Hashem, and that's what happened, at least according to Ramban, that he actually sacrificed his daughter as a korban. Let us see the Tosfos over here, the bottom Tosfos. V'hainu d'karmelu navel Yisrael, hatzori ein begilad im roife ein sham, kloimer. Lahatir nidroi liyiftach, was there no one who could have been matir, no doctor in the house? Was there no navi that could have been matir Yiftach's neder? V'ahave Pinchas. There was Pinchas. V'amayloi holach Yiftach etzler, lahatir nidroi. Why didn't he go? Ela mitar gasis ruchoi omar. Loy eilech etzloy. Yiftach said, from gaiva, conceit, I will not go to Pinchas. Shani shayfet v'nogit. I'm the boss. I'm the judge. Eliyavi etzli. Let him come to me. Upinchas amar. And Pinchas, who knew apparently about Yiftach's neder, so he could have gone over to Pinchas, to Yiftach, and tell him that your neder is no neder. He said, leisa gaboy. Da no navi, I'm a navi. The shayfet should come to the navi, and Yiftach said the navi should come to the shayfet. Val yodi te patura, I would have freed him from this neder, and she would have been potter. Shahayisi, the bach is goris mora, I would have instructed umatera neder upoiteroisa. I would have said that she is not obligated to be brought as a korban. And what happened because of this gasus ruach between Yiftach and Pinchas? Ulebesoif nenshishneim, they were both punished. Yiftach nenish enaflu evor of kaitamisa. Kirich siv, vayikaver ba'ore gilad. It says concerning Yiftach, he was buried in the cities of Gilad. Parshat Pshat is, he was buried in one of the cities of Gilad. But Chazal are learning, he was buried all over the cities of Gilad. Because in each city, a different limb fell off. He died a horrible death. One arm fell off in one city, another arm in a different city, a leg in a third city. He was buried Ba'or Gilad. And what happened to Pinchas? Pinchas nenesh dechsev lefonim hoya Hashem imoy. Before Hashem was with him, but presently Hashem was not with him. He lost Ruach HaKodesh. So Agavurcha, we see from this, for Pinchas to lose Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah was such an einish that it was tantamount to what Yiftach had suffered such a horrible death of losing limb by limb. We find in the Yalkut, and I have this brought down in my sefer, Oir HaOiris, that there is a Yalkut Shemoni. The Yalkut Shemoni says, and this is its Lashon, Haloi Hoyesham Pinchas, Umadu Eloi Hitter Loyes Nidroi, and Chazal answer, Ela Pinchas Amar Hutzarch Li, Vani Eilech Etzloi. Similar to the way Tosfos brings it down, but with some shinuyim. Pinchas said, he needs me and I should go to him. Yiftach amar, ani roish katzine Yisrael, vani eilech etzloi. I'm the head of the, I'm the shayfet, should I go to him? And then the Chazal conclude, bein dein ledein of the Hanara. Between Yiftach and Pinchas, the girl was lost. Hadohi debriyasa amrin, that's what people say. Bein chayesil amachbal, they give a marshal. Between chayesil amachbal, to between the midwife and the woman who is suffering labor pains, Ozel broda lufta, this woman who's nebuch suffering during labor. What happens? Because of the negligence of both, the child is born, stillborn, the child is born not alive. So this is a mashal to what Yiftach and Pinchas did in this event. So the pshat is, we have to, of course, say that Chas v'shom Pinchas, who is, Pinchas is Elio, the great Kanoi, the great tzaddik of Klal Yisrael, that Pinchas should want that Yiftach's daughter should die. Had he known that, of course he would have acted. He thought that for sure Yiftach, instead of killing his daughter, is going to come to me. But there was a negligence here. Each one thought that the other would come to him, but you're dealing about a life. Perhaps Yiftach will go to the ultimate and kill his daughter. Chazal, as Tosfos just mentioned, understood gasus aruach. There was a certain gaiva over here. And because of that gaiva, so Pinchas thought that, you know, I'll wait till for sure Yiftach's going to come to me. And because of that gaiva, he didn't. And that's why Pinchas and Yiftach suffered such a tremendous einish. And many times you have this in chinuch. In other situations, you have a school and a parent. So the school says, let the parent take care of it. The parent says, let the school take care of it. And bein dein ledein of da nara. Between both, unfortunately, the victim is the child. Let us continue the Gemara further. So the Gemara says, on this situation with Yiftach, the Navi Yirmiya said the following, Uksiv, Asher loy tzivesi, I didn't command it, v'loy dibarti, I never said it, v'loy al salibi, Hashem is speaking over here. It never went on my heart. Who does these three statements refer to? Asher loy tzivesi, zeh b'noy shal Mesha melech Moav. This is the son of Mesha, the king of Moav. Shenemar, that Mesha took, v'yikach as b'noy ha-bechor, he took his oldest son, Asher yimloch tachtov, who was supposed to become the king instead of him, v'yaleu oilo, and he brought him up as an oilo. So Hashem says, I never told him to do such a thing. V'loy dibarti, the Bach is gore, zu bas shel, bito shel Yiftach. This is the daughter of Yiftach. I never said that he should bring her as a korban. V'loy al salibian, I never brought it on my heart, say Yitzchak ben Avram, that when I told him to go to the Akedah, I never really meant to actually do it. Now, let us see this long Rashi here on the side. We'll see parts of the Rashi. Uksiv asher loy tzivesi, biyirmi uksiv. Beparsha's Bakbuk. In the Parsha called Bakbuk over there. Ubonu as bomois habal. Lisroif as b'neim be'esh. They at that time built the Baal, the bomois for the Baal, to burn their children in fire. And Hashem said, that's not my idea. Asher loy tzivesi, v'loy dibarti, v'loy also libi. Shaloy toimru, don't say aloy tziva k'moy ken HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yiftach u'mishu v'avram, that chas v'sham, that Hashem commanded Yiftach u'mishu v'avram to do such a thing. Ki me'olam loy tzivesi l'mishu l'lisru v'sbenoy be'esh. I never told Mishu to do it. Dechsev, ayikr esbenoy ha-bechor shayim loch tachto, v'yaleu oyla alachayma. Ul'shamayim nischavin. He was mechavin l'shem shamayim. Kasover hoy l'ratzos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He thought that by bringing his child up, he will appease Hashem. Hashem was angry at him at that time. And then we'll let's skip two lines down. V'loy dibarti liyiftach miyamim yaminim v'atichok b'Yisrael u'betargum masker pinchas lignai v'yiftach lignai. As we just saw in Tosfos, the targum over there in the Psukim and Navi mention both Pinchas and Yiftach Lignai. They did something terrible over here. Like we saw in the Yalkut Shemayni. Almo loy hoya kodesh baruch hu roitzu bebitoi. If they were doing something good, then why would it be mentioned Lignai? Hashem didn't want the daughter of Yiftach. Sharei maskirim Lignai. They are mentioned in a bad light. Lefish loy holchu zeh etzel zeh levat laneder. Each one should have gone to the other to be levat laneder. So we see Hashem never wanted to do it. The loyal Salibi, the third statement. It never went on my heart. Who is that referring to? Is that Yitzchak ben Avram, Kloimer. Sha'afal pishatzivis loy, even though I told him about the Akedah, may oilam loyal Salibi lishchait benoy. I really didn't mean that he should actually go ahead and shecht his child. Why did I tell Avram and Yitzchak to do it? Elena Saisa, I wanted to test him. Mipnei kitigurish hainu satan. Because of the accusations of the satan, as the Gemara says, as in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Tesem Ebeis, Vayhi Achar Dvorma Eila, what does it mean was after these things? So Chazal understand that Achar Dvorav Shel Satan, after the words of the Satan. And I just want to share with you a beautiful pshat that Rav Shimon Schwab says on this Chazal. What's the exact Chazal? Amar Rav Shimon Bar Abba, Ein Noa Losh Bakasha. It says, Vayoymer Hashem said to Avram, Kach Noa, please take your son, Bincha Yechitcha. Mashal Melech Basar V'dam, it's a mashal of a king. Sha'amdu Alav Melchamis Harbe, he had many wars. V'hoyolai Gibor Echad, and he had one faithful general, V'natzcha, in every battle that this general took place in, He defeated the enemy. We could use such a someone like that in Iraq today. Liyamim, after some time, Omdolov Melchama Chazaka, the toughest battle of the king came. Omar Loi, so the king said to his trusted general, Bivakashimcha, I beg you, Amod Libi Melchamazu, stand with me in this last battle. Shaloyimru Rishoinaim Bamamish, because if you don't stand with me in this last battle, then my enemies will say, ah, the first battles, those were easy battles. When it came to the tough battle, there, the general was nowhere to be found. Afa Kodesh Baruch Hu, Amr Lavram. The same thing Hashem said to Avram. Nisasicha becoming the Sionis. I tested you with many tests. V'amadata bekulon. You withstood every test. Achshav now. Please, Amod Liban Azoyan Seh, stay with me in this last test, Shola Yoimru, Ein Mamish Rishayim, that my detractors, the Sutton, should not say, big deal, the first nine Nisyanis that Avram went through, they were no big deal. But the tenth one, you see, he failed. The tough one, he failed. So the obvious question of Shimon Schwab in Mayan Beis HaSheva asks, is how could you say the first nine, the Rav and Eretz Yisrael going into the Kifshin Eish, Sora being taken by Pari, Lech Lecha, all the Nisyanis that Avram went through, Ein Ben Mamish, maybe the Akedah was the greatest, but you can't say the first nine were nothing. Answers Rav Schwab, yes, you could say the first nine were nothing. Why? Because the first nine involved only Avram. It was the tenth one that involved Yitzchak also. Yitzchak was 37 years old. He was not a baby when he went to the Akedah. He went with his own bechira, with his own choice. He told his father, tie me up, that I shouldn't in any way try to stop you. Vayelchu shneim yachdav. They went both together. When is a father's, when is what a father accomplishes meaningful? That's only if he's able to pass on his passion to his son. If he's not able to give it over to the next generation, that's Ein Ben Mamish. That's what the Sutton could say. You see, when it came to Yitzchak getting involved, then they weren't able to do it. He wasn't able to give it over to his son. So, Amod Liban Asoyin Zeh, Shola Yoimru Ein Mamish Berushayim, the first nine which were only involved with Avram himself, those are not meaningful because he wasn't able to give it over. For the proof, he wasn't able to do the Nisoyan of the Akedah. That's what Chazal meant to say. And therefore, what I wanted to add, which I have here in the Sefer Ora Oris, is that the Pshat in Yitzchak, Rashi tells us at the end of Parsha Lecha, what does Yitzchak stands for? Yud is the 10 Nisoyanists. Tzadik is 90 years old, that Sarah was when she gave birth to Yitzchak. Ches is the 8 days of Mila, and Kuf is how old Avram was when Sarah gave birth. He was 100 years old. So the question is, the Tzadik we understand, the Ches, the Kuf we all understand. But what about the Yud? Yitzchak's name should have been Etzchak. He was only involved in one of the 10 Nisyanis. Why do we give him the Yud, give him Yud which represents that Sarah Nisyanis? The answer based on Rav Schwab is beautiful. Because Yitzchak, by being able to withstand the 10th Nisoyan, he validates the first nine. He validates everything that Avram stood for. So he's not just Etzchak, he's not just one more Nisoyan. He's Yitzchak, he's all 10 Nisyanis together. And this is how I answered a question of one of the listeners on the Shir, who asked me why when the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Zayin said that you use the shofar of Ayil to remember the Akedah of who? Of Yitzchak ben Avram. So he asked, what other Yitzchak is there? It should just have said, Akedah Yitzchak. What do we have to say, Yitzchak ben Avram? The answer is, both ways. It's Yitzchak ben Avram. How did Yitzchak come at 37 to be ready to give up his life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because he's ben Avram. Because Avram was able to implant in him the passion that Avram had for Mesiras Nefesh into his son. And it's also Yitzchak ben Avram that by Yitzchak withstanding the 10th Nisoyan, he validates Avram. That's why the Akedah is always referred to as Akedas Yitzchak ben Avram. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rab Brechia, and this is why we bring the whole Amid here, because of this, what Rab Brechia is going to say now. Af Knesset Yisrael Shalosh Shalakayin. Knesset Yisrael also asked an improper question. Vakadosh Baruch Hu Shiva Kayin. Vakadosh Baruch Hu answered Klal Yisrael correctly. Shenemar, Klal Yisrael says to Hashem, Vineda, let us know, near the Folad Hashem, let us run to know Hashem, Kishachar Nachon Maitzar, like one who goes out and finds the, every day we wake up and we find the morning, we should be so sure of finding Hashem as well. V'yovoi Hashem should come to us, kegeshem lanu, like rain. So that was improper. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, biti, my daughter, Klal Yisrael. At she'alas dover, you're asking something, rain. Shepa'amim is bakish, shepa'amim is bakish. Rain is good sometimes in the winter, when the crops need the rain, but in the summer, it's not good to have rain. I will be for you something that is always proper. I will be like dew, and dew is good both in the winter and in the summer. So that's why we bring this whole sugi in here, because we're speaking about rain, and rain is the topic of our entire sugi here. The oid shol shalikagan, another request that was made by Klal Yisrael, which was not proper. Klal Yisrael says, Rabbi Shalom Hashem, simani kechaisim alibcha, put us like a seal on your heart, like a seal on your arm, my daughter, if a person doesn't have his clothes on, then you could see around his heart, around his arm, the seal. But once he's clothed, then you can't see it. I will do for you something that is always visible. Shenemar hein al kapayim chakosich. I engraved you on my arms, my hands, the palms of my hands, which one can see at all times. So that there, the response of Hashem to Klal Yisrael was hoigen. Hashem made it better than what they had asked for. Rashi says a second pshat in the name of his Rebbe that kapayim can also mean the heavens. So we know that there's a feature of Yaakov Avinu, his face is engraved in the Kisei HaKavod. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying that I will put you in heaven, the Tzuras Adam, I will put in the heavens where it will be always in front of me. And that's the Lashon in Eicha. Rashi brings down, Nisol of Aveinu El Kapayim. What does Kapayim mean over there? It means also not your arms, your hands, but rather it means to the Shamayim. So this is a second pshat which Rashi brings from his Rebbe. Continues the Gemara. Now we go back to explaining our Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, Ein Shoyel Nesak Shamim, and the Mishnah concludes, El Asamach Lik Shamim. This was the shita of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says that one should only ask for rain when it's near to the rainy season, which is the last day of Sukkot, and that was on Shmini Atzeres. And we had a machloikis in the Mishnah, because Rabbi Lozer says that it starts Miyontiv Rishon. However, it's Rabbi Yeshua who says that it starts from the time of Hanochas Lulav, when you put down the Lulav, which is Shmini Atzeres. And our Gemara holds at this time that Sha'ailo of Talumotar is, we find in the Gemara in Daf Hey. In tomorrow's Daf, we're going to find, up till when one asks for rain. So the Gemara assumed that if our Mishnah on Daf Beis speaks about Shoyalin, it doesn't refer to Shail of a Saint Talumotar, because that's going to be discussed on Daf Hey. So what does Shoyalin mean? The Gemara thought Shoyalin and Haskora are the same thing. Let's see the Gemara inside. So Avruah the Bnei Yeshiva were of the opinion, Shail of Haskora, Chadamilsahi. It's all one thing. It's the same thing, at least in our Mishnah here on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. So Mantana, who is the Tana who holds that which it says at the end of the Mishnah, that you're only Shoyal the Geshamim near to the end of Yontiv? Who is that? Right before the rains, because the rainy season is supposed to start right after Shmini Atzeres. Amar Rav Rabbi Yeshua, that's the same Rabbi Yeshua that we had earlier in the Mishnah. When you put down the lulav, which is Shmini Atzeres, where you don't use the lulav anymore, that's the day which is next to, near to the rainy season, and not like Rav Elazar holds that it's from the beginning of Sukkot, but rather it's like Rabbi Yeshua who holds it's from the end of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres. Omli Abai said, a filotem Rabbi Eliezer. Really, I could say that this part of the Mishnah is even going like Rabbi Eliezer. But Shaila Lechud Vaskar Lechud. You based your whole idea on the premise that Shaila and Askor in our Mishnah are the same thing. And my answer to you is no, it's not the same thing in our Mishnah. Shaila is one thing, And Haskorah is another. That means that even Rabbi Eliezer, who says that the Haskorah, meaning Mashiv Aruch HaMoed HaGashem, starts from the first day of Sukkot, but when does the Shaila start? When do you actually ask the saying Talu Motar? That is from the end, from Shmini Atzeres, V'ikidi Amri, and some learn this whole back and forth in the following way. Lema, as we turn to Dav Dalet Amud Beis, Lema, Rabbi Yeshua, he, should we say that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yeshua, Da'amar Mishas Anachasai, that when do you do Shaila and Zechira, which the Gemara at this point thinks is the same thing, from Shas Anachah, from Shemini Atzeres, Amar Rav, and no, Afilatem Rabbi Eliezer. This part of the Mishnah can even go like Rabbi Eliezer. Shaila Lechud, Vaskor Lechud. That Shaila is one thing, that starts from Shemini Atzeres, Haskor Mashiach Amar Gashem, that already starts from the beginning of Sukkot. So it's basically saying the exact same thing as Amud Aleph, but just how it was phrased is different, the second pshat than the first pshat. Continues the Gemara explaining our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah, the Shliach Tzibur, who goes in front of the Amud, to Davin, so he mentions Mashiach Amud Gashem, when? From Musav of the last day of Sukkot, Shemini Atzeres. However, the Baal Shachris does not say Mashiv Aruch HaMoed HaGashem. And until when is it said? It's said until the Shachris of Pesach, the following Pesach, and it's not said at the Musav of the following Pesach. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah. V'Raminu, I'll ask you a stira in Rav Yehuda from one statement of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah to another statement. Rabbi Yehuda in the next Mishnah, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, Ad Masai Shoreh L'Masak Shomim. Until when is the rain asked for? Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer Ad Sheyavar HaPesach. Rabbi Yehuda says, until the end of Pesach, which of course means Chol HaMoed. Because on the seventh day, Shvi Shel Pesach, you don't say the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. So you're unable to be Shoyel on Yontif itself. So what does it mean at Shi'avar HaPesach? It means on Chol HaMoed, where we do say the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, and in Baruch Aleinu, Rabbi Yehuda says, you should still say the same Talu Motor until the end of Pesach. Rabbi Meir goes even further. At Shi'avar Nissen, Rabbi Meir brings a Pasuk, which we'll see in tomorrow's Sugya. You do it until the end of Nissen. So it's an open stira. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said that until when do you say it? Until Shachris of the first day of Pesach. And here Rabbi Yehuda says on Daf Hey, Achi Yavra Pesach, until the whole Yontiv goes by. Rabbi Chizda answered, like Hashe, that's not Shver. Kan Lishol, Kan Lahaskir. You thought again that Shaila and Schira are the same thing. No, Shaila and Schira are not the same thing. And therefore, the Einachanami, the Shaila will end before Pesach. However, the Haskora the Shaila will continue until, as Rabbi Yehuda says in the next Mishnah, at Sheyavra, because there the topic was Shoyalin. At Masai Shoyalin, as Akshamas Rabbi Yehuda says, you ask for it at Sheyavra Pesach. But over here where we said you only mention it, Lahaskir is only until the first day of Pesach. Mishal Shoyal Vazil. So you continue to ask for it until the end of Pesach. Lahaskir, but to say, Mashruch HaMoed HaGashem, that's beyond the Rishon Pasuk. After Shacharis, on the first day of Pesach, you stop. Amar Ullah said, when he heard this Teretz of Rabbi Chizda, this Teretz of Rabbi Chizda, Kasha is as difficult, Kechomets L'Shinayim, like vinegar to teeth, Uka'oshin Le'Nayim, and as smoke is to eyes. In other words, it's a very difficult pshat that he's saying. Why? On the last day of Yontif, Shmini Atzeres, where we don't say the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. So there is no Shaila. And yet, we are maskir, that's when we start in Musaf. Mashiv Aruch HaMoed HaGashem. So b'makom she'shoyel on Chol HaMoed Pesach, where we're asking, we say the bracha Baruch Aleinu, Einoy Din She'e Maskir. If you see that Haskara starts without Shaila. So if I have Shaila, I for sure should have Haskara. So how could you tell me that Shaila continues until the end of Pesach and Haskara is over the first day of Pesach? El Amarullah, Ula gave the following teretz, Tre Tanoi, Alib Rabbi Yehuda, Einachanami, it's two Tanoim that are arguing according to Rabbi Yehuda. As Rashi explains, one of them says until the end of Pesach we're Shoyal. And you're certainly Masker as well. like we said, if you're shoyl, then for sure you're masker. But one says that the shaila goes till Pesach. And now, haskara, where you can say it on Pesach, so we continue until the first tefillah of Shacharis on Pesach. Shaila, which you don't say, Baruch Aleinu, that will have to end right before Pesach. So in other words, one sheet that says that you go till the end of Pesach, and the other sheet that in Rabbi Yehuda holds that you go till the beginning of Pesach. It's two different Tanaim, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. This is Ulla's Teretz. Rabbi Yosef tries to give a different teretz. My Achi Yavra Pesach, you know what it means in Mishnah, on Daf Hey. Rabbi Yehuda said until Pesach ends. It doesn't mean till the end of Pesach. Shvi Shal Pesach. Achi Yavor. Shliach Tzibur. Rishon Hayoyrid Beyantav Rishon Shal Pesach. Until the first Shliach Tzibur of Shacharis, on the first day of Pesach, when he finishes his tefillah, then that's it. There's no more Mashiv Ruach Mardag Hashem. So in other words, if so, it comes out that the second Rabbi Yehuda is identical to the first Rabbi Yehuda. What did the first Rabbi Yehuda say? Until the Shacharis of the first day of Pesach. That's what he actually meant. He didn't say it clearly, but what he meant was the same thing as the first Mishnah. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye said, wait a second. What's the language of the next Mishnah? Shiloh. And you want to tell me what does Shiloh mean, that he shoyel on the first day of Pesach? We don't find Shiloh on the first day of Pesach. We only find Askara. Shiloh beyontiv mi'ikah. There is no Shaila, there's only Askara. We don't say Baruch Aleinu. So how could there be the same Talumater? So how could you interpret that Shoyal in next Mishnah refers to the same Talumater and that it ends on the first day of Pesach? There is no Shaila on the first day of Pesach. Amar Le'en, he said, yes, there is. Shoyal Meturgeman. You know who's going to do the Shaila Meturgeman? Rashi says the Meturgim, as we've had throughout Shas, is someone who used to say out loud, the Talmud Chacham would say quietly to Shir, and the Meturgim would be like the loudspeaker, and he would amplify it and say it to the Tzibur. However, there's a very interesting pshat here of Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says, around 15 lines down in the Rabbeinu Chananel, Umidah loy dachi lo v'omar, mi ikka turgimin bitzilusa. Why didn't the Gemara say, there's no such thing as a turgamen concerning davening? We know a turgamen about learning, but there's no turgamen by davening. Shamina mina. The Gemara didn't answer that. Shamina mina. The bay dina have a mukmi meturgamen l'shol milsa davetzrichlu. We see from this Gemara that the Bezdin used to establish a meturgamen. He had the same name as the person who amplified the shir, but he had a different purpose. His purpose was to daven for things that the tzibur needed. Lefikach amar efshalahu lishol ba'arvis v'shachas shol yantiv. And what will he daven this meturgamen? Yiratzen milfanech Hashem lekeinu shetitein talumater al pnei adama. That will be the tefillah. So the interesting way how Rabbeinu Chananel understands the word meturgamen. So. He's some type of assistant chazan who, and his function is whatever the tzibur needs, even if the regular chazan won't say it and the tzibur won't say it, but if the tzibur needs it, he'll on the side, he by himself will daven on behalf of the tzibur. But the Gemara doesn't like this teretz. There is such a type of meturgamen, says Rabbeinu Chananel. The Gemara doesn't say there's no such a meturgamen. But the problem is, v'chi meturgamen shol dover shein etzarech letzibur, it's not tzarech. You're telling me a meturgamen will do something, daven for something that tzibur needs. But this meturgamen is going to ask something that tzibur doesn't need. Why? As Rashi explains, that really we should stop asking for rain starting Erev Pesach, before the first day. The only reason we keep going until Shacharis, the Gemara said before, is because at night not everybody's in shul and they'll come to confusion. So that's why they still did it at Shacharis, and finally by Musaf they stopped saying it. But really the first day of Pesach really doesn't require Shail at all. So it comes out, you're going to set up a meturgam who's going to ask something that the Tzibur really doesn't require. Ela mechvarta kedula. You know what the best pshat is? The pshat we said before from Ulla, that trei tanoi aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Amar, Rabbi said, my Achi Yavra Pesach, you know what Rabbi Yehuda meant in the next Mishnah, until the Pesach concludes, Achi Yavra, it doesn't mean the last day of Pesach, it means Achi Yavra is man Shchitas HaPesach. It's speaking about Erev Pesach, at Mincha, that when do you stop saying Shailah, Saint Talumater, you stop saying it at Mincha, after the Zman Shchitas HaPesach is by Chatzos of Erev Pesach. So that's when you stop saying the same tal umater. The beginning of saying the same tal umater is exactly the same as the end. What does that mean? As Rashi explains, matchilosi, just like on Shmini Atzeres, maskir afal pishen eshoyel, you say mashruchim ardegashim, but you don't say the same talmater. Why? Because we don't say the brach of baruch aleinu, so automatically we don't say the same talmater. So you have haskara without shaila af soifoy. When the end cycle of shaila comes, maskir afal pishen eshoyel, you do the same thing at the end. You keep the haskara going a little longer past the shaila. The shaila ended erev Pesach ad Mincha, after the Zman Shechit Pesach, and you're still Shoyal until Shacharis, concluding Shacharis of the first day of Pesach. So the Haskora starts a little earlier before the Shaila, and it ends a little later after the Shaila ends. Amli Abaya, wait a second. Bish lo metchil losai masker Haskora nami ritzui Shailahi. It's all the purpose of mentioning Mashiv Aruch Amardai Shamim. Amorda Geshem, the Gvuras HaGshamim, is because that itself is an appeasement. It's leading up to the Shaila. Before you ask somebody something, you first appease him. So we want to appease Hashem, you are the Mashiv Ruach Amorda Geshem, Memela, the Saint Talumotar. So I started a little earlier than the Shaila. I started Shmini Atzeres, and the next day after Yontif, I'm going to go ahead and make the request. But El Asoifoi, the end, my ritzui shalika, it's all over already. We already have the rain. We don't want any more rain. So why do I keep on mentioning Hashem's mashiv ruach after I'm stopped asking for it? So what your answer doesn't seems to be difficult. Ella, again, the Gemara says mechvar to kedula. The right pshat is like ula trei tanoi. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yochanan. Halachik Rabbi Yehuda. Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda that, as we said before, that which says in the Mishnah, Rashi says, ha'oivu l'fnei ha'teva, so you start saying it, and musaf of Shmini Atzeres, you stop saying it after Shacharis on the first day of Pesach. Amar le Rabbi Zeil Rabbi Asi, so Rabbi Zeil said, Rabbi Asi, umi om Rabbi Yochanan hachi, are you telling me that that's what Rabbi Yochanan did? He paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? But tonight we learned in further in Daf Yud, b'shloishim racheshven shalom is like shalom. The Tanakhama holds that when do you start asking for rain? The third day of Cheshven. Rabbi Gamliel amar b'shivabai. Rabbi Gamliel says the seventh day of Cheshven. V'amar Rabbi Lozer, halacha Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Lozer says, who's the halacha like Rabbi Gamliel? So how could Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that you start saying the Saint Halumatar that you begin, and the Gemara here again, this you find throughout the Gemara, thinks that Shaila and Zechira are the same thing. So there, Rabbi Lozer passes like Rabbi Gamliel that we start the seventh of Mar Cheshven, and here Rabbi Yochanan says that Lozer Yehuda that we start with Shmini Atzeres. Amarle Gavra Gavra Karamis. You're asking a kasha from Rabbi Lozer on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is not obligated to agree with Rabbi Lozer. So Rabbi Lozer paskin the seventh like Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that it is from Shmini Atzeres. Eboy is saying, or another teretz, like kasha, it's not difficult. Kan lishol, kan lahaskir. When it's lishol, that's further daf yud, that's zayin mar cheshven. Kan here we're speaking about lahaskir, Rabbi Yehuda, which Rabbi Yochanan paskins like, is like Rabbi Yehuda nagel, mashiv aruch amarta goshem. That starts with Shmini Atzeres. Frey the Gemara, you're now dividing haskara from shaila. That Askora can begin earlier than Shaila. V'om Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan himself, this will be a steer in Rabbi Yochanan, said, b'makom sheshoyel maskir, that wherever you're shoyel, you're maskir. And if you're not shoyel, you're not maskir. And as they go hand in hand. So the Gemara says, hahu lahafsaka itmar. No, Rabbi Yochanan wasn't speaking about in all situations. He was only going at the end. When you stop being shoyel, you stop being masker. Those go hand in hand. But starting, you could start haskara on Shmini Atzeres, and the shaila could be on Zayin Mar Cheshven. Frey the Gemara, it's not true. V'am Rabbi Yochanan hischa lahaskir maschal lishol, pasuk milishol, pasuk milahaskir. Rabbi Yochanan puts both together. Whether it's at the beginning or at the end, haskara and shaila go hand in hand. So therefore, how do you now come and tell me in Rabbi Yochanan that he divides Haskara and Shiloh? Eloi kasha holon valud. Gemara says that there's no question why one is going legabe us, Bavel, b'nei Bavel, holahu to the b'nei Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi explains what's the difference. By in Bavel, they used to have the tfu and the paris in the field the whole month of Tishrei. They didn't harvest until after Tishrei. So they, of course, didn't want to have rain until Zayin Mar Cheshvin, because they have to harvest everything in the first week of Mar Cheshvin. They don't want to have any rain. But in Eretz Yisrael, they used to harvest it already during Tishrei. They didn't wait till the end of Tishrei. So at Shmini Atzeres, we're already able to be shoyel for the rain. So both are speaking about Shaila. In Eretz Yisrael, they used to ask for the rain before they used to ask for it in Bavel. It's interesting that Rabbi Yochanan, who was from Eretz Yisrael, is saying a psak. It comes out that Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rabbi Yehuda is going for what? No, it comes out good. Rabbi Yehuda is saying Shmini Atzeres, so that comes out for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. It comes out very good. So Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, Rabbi Yehuda, that was for Eretz Yisrael. However, Rabbi Gamliel, who Rabbi Lazar Paskin, who says Zayin Cheshvin, that's going in Bavel, and because they didn't harvest it until the beginning of Cheshvin, so he didn't want rain until Zayin Cheshvin. Sorry? I don't know. Maishna, afraid the Gemara, Maishna, already done. The Islam Peri, the Gemara doesn't like this Teretz. Why do we wait till Zayin Cheshvin? Because we have Paris B'Dibra, which Dibra, Rashi says, really means a desert. But here it means a field. We have Paris lying in the field, so we don't want rain, at least until after the first week in Cheshvin, after we collected everything from the fields. But let it do Nami, even for the, them, in Eretz Yisrael, they have oilei regolim. They have people who are being oilei regol. And it'll be difficult for them to return if they have rain. So the Gemara answers, Ki kama Rabbi Yochanan, when did Rabbi Yochanan say his halacha? Bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kaim. There's no beis hamikdash, so there's no oil of regalim, so there won't be any problem with the rain, and therefore they can already be mispalled for the rain, starting Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara says, Hashtad os lahachi, if you came to this conclusion, that it's speaking about Bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kaim, ha v'halidid hu. You could say that both the halachas were going for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. V'loi kash, it's not difficult, kam bizman she'ein beis hamikdash. When did they want to have the rain later? That was in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. There were oil regalim, so the rain would hamper the return of the oil regalim to their houses. So therefore, they were only mispal Zayin Cheshvin, as Rabbi Lozer Paskin, according to Rabbi Gamliel, and Kam Bizman She'ei Beis Hamikdash Kayim. And when Rabbi Yochanan Paskin Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah that we started already after Shmini Atzeres, that was speaking about when there's no Beis Hamikdash, it was destroyed, and then there was no oil regalim, so there was no problem. The fruits have already been harvested, there is no oil or regalim, then we can have rain right after Shmini Atzeres. Va'anan, the Gemara says, what about us in Bavel? The Islana Trey Yoimi. We have Sveikid Yoimi. We have Shmini Atzeres, which is the eighth day, but it could be really the seventh day. We have the ninth day of Simchas Torah, which could really be the eighth day. Heich Yavdinan, so how do we go about, when do we begin to say Mashavruch Amar Degashem? Amarav Maschel B'Musafin. We begin with Musaf. Because Musaf on Shmini Atzeres, since Einech Nami, it's a Suffix Shvi. Suffix Shmini, but it might be Shmini. If it might be Shmini, so that's when you're supposed to start saying it. So Mimela, we start with Musaf on Shmini Atzeres. But then what do? We do a strange thing. I mean, we don't paskin like this in the end of the sugya. Uposek B'Mincha. He stops saying it already at Mincha. Because it might be the seventh day. It might not be Shmini Atzeres. And Arvis V'Shachris of the next day, you also don't say it. V'Choyzer B'Musafin, on the ninth day, then you come back and you say again, you start again at Musaf the next day. Amar Lahu Shmuel, so Shmuel said, when he heard this, he said to them, to the people who told it to him, he said, Puku, go out. V'Amru L'Abba, tell Abba. Abba is Rav. There's a Machlokes Rishonim throughout Shas. Was Abba's name... was his name really Abba, and they called him Rav for Kavod, like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was called Rebbe, or the opposite, was his name Rebbe, Rav, and they called him Abba, was their Kavod, father. So it would seem that Rashi over here says in the second last line, La Abba Chaveri. Here Rashi doesn't call him like a father, my friend. But again, it would seem that Rashi's interpreting the main name of Abba was Rav, and he had like a nickname which people called him, which was my friend Abba. Tell Abba, Echa acher shasisu kaidesh tasu chayil. What kind of business is this? You say mashruch margashem already at Musaf. Why? Because maybe it's the eighth day. It's really Shmini Atzeres, and that's when you're supposed to start saying it. And then at Mincha you stop saying it and you make it as if it's the seventh day when you're not supposed to yet say it. What kind of business is that? El Amr Shmuel. Shmuel says maslub Musaf and ube Mincha. The eighth day, Shmini Atzeres, you say it at Musaf, you continue at Mincha. But upoisek arvis v'shachris. The next, at night, then it's not a stira anymore. On the same day to deviate from Mincha to Musaf, then it's a contradiction. If you said it's holy, if it's Shmini Atzeres, then Mincha is also Shmini Atzeres. But Mariv and Shachris the next day, then I could say it's a different day, and it's not a contradiction to the day before. Memela Arvis v'Shachris, you don't say it anymore, because the main time you're supposed to say it is on Musaf. So the ninth day maybe is already the eighth day, so you say it at Musaf. V'chayzru Maslu Musaf, and you start again with Musaf. However, as we turn to Daf Hei Amud Aleph, Rav Amar, Rav says, no. Kivin Shehischol Shuvan Apoisek. Once you start, then you have to keep on going. V'chein Amar Rav Sheshes, Kivin Shehischol Shuvan Apoisek. And that's how we pasken Aloch L'maisa. We start Musaf Shmini Atzeres, and we keep going until Pesach. V'af Rav, Hadarbe, the Gemara concludes that even Rav, who originally had said that we start Musaf and then we stop at Mincha and we stop Marv and Shachris, he also had Charata. How do we know? The Amar Rav Chananel, Amar Rav, Mona Esrim Vechad Yom, you count 21 days, Kederach Shemona, Asor Yom, Roshana Adi Yom Kippurim. As Rashi explains, that just like we say that even though there's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, we know, we're Bekim Bekviyadi Archi, as most months of El are 29 days, so we know that the 30th day is the Rosh Hashanah, is the first day of Tishrei. And we count Yom Kippur, we don't fast 2 days Yom Kippur, we count 10 days from day one of Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which we accept as Rosh Hashanah. Why do we keep Rosh Hashanah 2 days? Rashi says, Minig of Asana B'Yadena. We have a Minig when they had Sveikas that they used to count 2 days, but we count, really it's 1 day, except it's the Minig, we keep 2 days. So we count 10 days to Yom Kippur. Then we count 21 days until Erev Shmini Atzeres. On the 22nd day, we consider it definitely that it is Shmini Atzeres. And that's when we start saying the Mashruch Umar Gashem, Umaskol, he starts on day 22, Shmini Atzeres. The Kiv and Shehiskol, once he started Shivani Poisik, he doesn't stop until Pesach V'Hilchasen. In fact, that's the Alocha, that's how we passed in Shulchan Aruch, in the Rambam. Kivin Shehiskel Shuvan Apoisek. Once he starts on Shmini Atzeres at Musaf, he does not stop Mashruch Margashim until after Shacharis on the first day of Pesach.
Marshall, yes. Yes. I'd be off it. Right.